Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be looking at one of our former sheriffs here in Jessamine County. His name was Bill Hager. We'll be talking to his son, Ricky, and we'll do that right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here on Jess FM.
As your judge executive, David West has been committed to fight the opioid epidemic. Since David took office, he sued the big pharmaceutical companies who caused this crisis to begin with. He increased funding to our public safety agencies by more than $1.2 million to help those on the front line of our war against opioids. David West fought to secure funding for new substance abuse treatment programs for those in our jail. On November 6th, the choice is clear. Vote to keep David West as your Jessamine County Judge Executive.
Paid for by David West for Judge.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people and places and things of Jessamine County. We're going to talk about a family today, man in particular, but he was part of a huge family, still a big family here in Jessamine County. Last name is Hager, and for those who have been in our community for quite a time, knows that when you say Hager, it means a big family. Ricky Hager is with us today. He is the son of Bill Hager. How are you this morning?
Just fine, Doug. It's good to see you and good to be here.
Glad you came in. Now, we're going to specifically talk about Bill because he was sheriff at one time here in the county. We'll talk about your mom, too. But there's a whole lot of information to talk about as far as the Hagers are concerned. And maybe the best place to start is his parents. Let's talk about who he belonged to and were they always here in this county?
For years, the Hagers originated our line that I can find out, 1733 from Germany.
Oh, gosh.
Into North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then,
came on
of course,
over
yeah, Jessamine County is spread out like wildfire, I guess.
Wonder if, of course, a lot of people spread to the west. And at that time, the time you're talking about, Kentucky was way out west.
Sure.
And I'm assuming that a lot of people probably just went to try to find places to farm and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not really sure how long they stayed, like in North Carolina,
yeah,
and which they picked up wives from Virginia and places like that.
Right.
We ended up, and my dad, he was raised in Scuffleville down the Kentucky River.
Oh, yeah?
And it's 1541, Pollard area.
Yeah. Right. Well, now, who was his parents?
Okay, his dad was Riley Hager, and which back then everybody knew everybody, and I'm sure a lot of the people that's been in Jessamine County for a very long time, mm-hmm, they knew Riley,
mm-hmm,
and his wife was Linda Jane Locker.
Oh, okay. Now, which Lockers are any of the bunch now?
She was a sister to Walter and Cal Locker.
Yeah. Is that any of the Lockers that are around here now? Like, it used to be Bill Locker and that bunch.
They're relatives.
They were all hooked in somehow.
Bill's dad was Walter.
Okay.
I'm badly mistaken.
Okay. So that's your grandparents now. Were they farmers? Farm people?
Yes.
Okay.
Which Scuffleville and places on the river out away from the city, the small towns and stuff,
uh-huh,
a lot of them were depressed back then.
Yeah.
And even the cities was depressed. We didn't have the jobs and manufacturing,
right,
and stuff we have today. And most people did farming and stuff like that. And I've had a lot of the old timers tell me you had to make a pretty good, decent hand for the day or you wouldn't get called back. But it was everywhere. It wasn't just Jessamine County.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. So they are down in Scuffleville. And at some point in time, they decide to have a family. And they have, am I right, four kids or is there more? Your dad's brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay. There was Eddie Jogg.
Okay.
Bonnie was his wife. Margaret and her husband was George Reinhammer. Bob and Mary Annie, she was a lock. And then Betty, and that's Henry Scott.
Right.
Was her husband. And Nanny Bell and W.I.
Yeah.
Stennett was her husband.
Let's go through a few of those if you don't care, because there's a couple more in there that I forgot about and one I didn't know about. The oldest one, let's just take them one at a time. Jog. Tell us a little bit about him and how people would know him.
Okay. He was a farmer years ago, mm-hmm, and ran a dairy and stuff. I think maybe Ashgrove Pike.
Yeah.
And my dad, he did also, probably following footsteps older brother, but his children, some of them are deceased now, but uh-huh, George is still living,
uh-huh,
and Twinkie,
right, Twinkie Floyd,
Margaret,
everybody knows there's Twinkie, Anna Floyd, married to Bill. And then, let's see, who was the other one you mentioned?
George.
George. Yeah, George Hager lives out by me, as a matter of fact. Now, that was Jog's kids.
Right.
All right. The next one down, I don't know that I knew her. What was her name?
Margaret.
Margaret.
And her husband was George Reinhammer.
Uh-huh.
And she probably had three kids or something, Robert and Junior and... What it is, they lived in Ohio most of the time.
Oh, I see. See them very often.
Right. Yeah. When you didn't see them very often, you forget names.
Now, who was next? Was it your...
Bob.
Bob.
Well, my dad would have been next in line.
Okay,
but
we'll get to him in a minute. Yeah. But Bob would have been next after him.
Yeah, he was about 2 years younger than my dad.
Tell you a funny story about Bob. Of course, raised, lived down in the Pollard area, too, down at right past where the Coon Club. Back in, I'm trying to think. It was in the 90s sometime. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was in the 80s. Bill Laney, myself, and Al Snyder, we were involved in an FM radio station. And Bill called me one day, and back then, and it may still be now, but the FCC in Washington, whenever you put your tower up, they would show you a particular place in the county where that tower had to be. And if you got outside those lines, you couldn't do it. You were kicked out. So he showed me this topographical map, and he said, I want you to find me a place to put that tower, because he knew I knew some people down in there. And I looked at it, and I looked at the elevations, and I said, well, Bill, the best place in the world would be in Bob Hager's backyard. I said, now, I don't know whether we could pull that off or not, but I said, we need to go down and see him. Of course, Bob and his wife listened to us a lot on WNVL, and I never will forget, went down there. We had a transmitter for WNVL up here on Groggins Ferry on the Moss Farm. So I just went to the courthouse and got the copy of the lease and copied it and took it down there to Bob. And I said, now here's what we're wanting to do. We're putting this 300-foot tower right back here behind your house. And he said, well, I don't care. He said, as long as I can hang my TV antenna on it, I don't care. And I said, well, here's the lease that we use for Groggins Ferry. Now, I want you to take it and want you to look over it and I want you to study it. And if you think it's okay, talk with your wife. He said, I never will forget this. He said, there's no need for me to do that. He said, I know you boys and I trust you. Give it to me and I'll sign it. And he did, just like that. And as far as I know, it's still there. I know the tower's still there, and I'm sure they're still paying rent, whoever owns the company now. But nice guy. He really treated us well in that. In fact, Ricky, those sections of tower were 20-foot sections, and they brought them in on a semi. Well, his driveway. There's no way. Bob actually got his tractor and his hay wagons and brought them down the hill and hauled all those pieces, 15 of those pieces up the hill for that company to be able to put that tower up.
That sounds like Bob.
Yeah, good guy. Okay, we got Bob. Now, who would have been next after him?
I'm thinking Betty.
Okay.
Aunt Henry Scott was her husband.
Yeah. Now, Betty was a hairdresser. Henry was a barber. A lot of people knew him as Scotty. And the next one you're going to name is, I guess, the only one still living.
Right.
And a woman that I just treasure, and that's Nanny.
I do, too.
Yeah. She, in fact, lives across the street from George. Now, she was married to W.I. Stinnett, and, of course, out in the Union Mill area, they owned Stinnett's Grocery, which is a fond memory of mine. Miss Nanny, I think I saw one of her granddaughters, 93, 94 now, I believe, is what they told me. But she's the only one still alive, right?
I think she'd be 94 or something.
Yeah. Sweet lady. I thoroughly enjoyed being around her family. All right, so that's the Hager family that grew up with your daddy. Let's particularly talk about your dad now, because that's what this is all about.
All right.
Where did he go to school when he was young?
He started his schooling down at Pollard, where most people in that area would, and Miss Dallas Johns was his first grade teacher. Mm-hmm. I never did really hear him speak of others, and I really don't know how far he went to school. When he was in CC camp, and that was back probably during the Depression and stuff. And which they obtained schooling then, and he always had it amazed me, he had farm books. He was a farmer at heart, I guess. But he always had plenty of farm books that he used, I guess, when he CC camp and stuff. But back then, people would go off to CC camp, maybe Western Kentucky or somewhere, but that was a long ways because the road system wasn't very good.
Oh yeah.
And
just to come to Nicholasville was a trip.
And 200 then. Miles.
Oh, gosh.
It was pretty good travel. But what the government had it set up to get projects done, so it really worked out good because it gave people work, and most people would send most of their money back to their families because it was a depressed time all over. And then, which when he was in the Navy, he got schooling in there. So he probably had the equivalency of high school.
Right. Now, what point in time during all of this would he have met your mom?
Probably, I think they got married around 1940.
All right. Was she from that area?
She was from down end of 39. Tom Burton was her dad.
Okay. Oh, Lord, you got into another name that's huge.
He operated the ferry, which your dad printed.
Yeah, down Hunter's Ferry? Is it the Hunter's Ferry?
Paint Lick Ferry. Paint Lick.
And that's something a lot of people don't realize, Ricky, is people remember, they talk about the Valley View Ferry because it's still there. But at one time, we had several ferries because, I think I'm right, Jessamine County has the most Kentucky River boundary of any county. Right. And so there was one you're talking about, Paint Lick, there was Hunter's, there was Valley View, Shakertown. I mean, they were everywhere.
Well, in my dad's family, not to get away from my mom, but in my dad's family, his grandmother was Katie Bell Hunter. Mm-hmm. And her dad operated the lower Hunter's Ferry. You just talk about the numerous ferries.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was upper Hunter Ferry at the end of Hunter's Ferry Road. But down at 1541, you turn there at Antioch.
Yeah.
And there was a lower Hunter's Ferry.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, two of them. So your mom was a Locker, you said. Is that what you... No, she was a Burton. I'm sorry. Your mom was a Burton.
My mom was a Burton.
She had brothers and sisters we would know?
Probably. She had a brother, Bill Ray, mm-hmm, Burton. Mm-hmm. He worked Southern States and had a sister, Sadie, which I think they lived in Ohio most of the time.
Yeah.
Huey Burton, and he ran the ferry, too, after his dad. And then she had a sister, Gladys,
and
Lucille.
There's a bunch of them kids. So she met your dad. Do you know how? Do we have any idea?
No, not well. All the old timers always told me, said people didn't go very far for wise. So he was like 2 miles up the river road.
Yeah,
which the river road wasn't like the river road today, of course.
But kind of grew up in the same community. Yeah.
And he would walk down. Mm-hmm. I guess courtship developed.
Right. Okay. So they get married. You said I think 1940, somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
And what was he doing at that time?
Probably just farmhand. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied just farmhand because, like I say, in the 40s, everything was still pretty depressed.
Yeah.
You know, even in the cities and stuff. In Jessamine County and probably all counties and, mm-hmm, and all states, stuff didn't really start to boom though after the war.
Yeah.
Everything was totally different in a sense.
All right. So they get married and at some point in time, they decide to have a family. So let's before we get into his occupation throughout his life, let's talk about you kids. Give me the oldest. Who's the oldest of your bunch?
Okay. O'Neill Hager, uh-huh, and his wife's Wanda. They live in Garrett County. And then there's Linda Lou. And she was married to Norval Gene Casey, and he passed away last year.
Okay.
And then there was Ed and Patricia, uh-huh, was his wife, and that was Hubert Underwood, them's daughter. And then there was Joanne, and she was probably the middle child.
Yeah.
And her husband is Tommy Best. And then there was my brother, Bronce. We always considered about 2 years between us, but it varies a little bit. But he was married to Carolyn Estes, mm-hmm, and she was deceased in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, I married Deborah Hager, mm-hmm, and that was John Rankin's daughter.
Okay.
She was the middle one of her family.
Okay.
And then there's Ethel, and she's married to James Bailey, and they live in Garrett County also.
Haven't seen her for quite a while.
Yeah,
been a long time. And I think when we get down to talking about sheriff, she worked in the sheriff's office,
right.
I think, when
uh-huh,
he was sheriff. What, so is that all? How many are there? How many kids are there?
I have three brothers, three sisters. There's seven kids.
Seven of you. All right.
14 grandkids, 23 great-grandkids, and 11 great-great-grandkids, and two more on the way.
Wow. Now, you seven, are all of you still living?
Yes.
Seven still.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good.
We're really blessed.
Yeah.
We're really blessed.
Yeah. So they've got this family, and they're farming and trying to get through, raise all these kids and teach them how to farm and stuff. At some point in time, when did he get away from, maybe not get away from farming, but do something a little different as far as an occupation?
Well, he was a plasterer. He'd plaster houses and, mm-hmm, stuff. I was thinking he plastered your dad's house, but it might have been drywall.
Yeah, it could have been.
But anyways, then he ended up being a plastering contractor.
Yeah.
And we sure seen a lot of work then. I'm talking about my brother Bronson and some of the others.
Yeah.
Because when you had free time, you'd be cleaning the houses and stuff, you know, because it makes a mess.
Right.
And we always felt like we were at a disadvantage when it comes to sports and stuff. And
You didn't do that. You was working.
But it's a good work ethic.
He did that for quite a while, I guess, plus farmed.
And then he usually farmed a little or raised garden or stuff like that. And Mr. Wayne Hunter, when he became sheriff in 70, he was the deputy for him.
All right. That's where it started, the law enforcement.
Right.
And Wayne Hunter, as you said, was sheriff then. Yeah. Was there any particular reason? I mean, of course, we got to explain, Ricky, that politics back then was a little bit different than it is now. Because when I say it's different in different areas. It's not in Jessam County like it used to be. Now, there might be some small counties and towns where it's the same way, but back then, when you ran for especially a countywide office, you wanted to get deputies who had big families, who knew a lot of people, because that meant votes.
Sure.
And so I don't know who all of Wayne's deputies were, but even before that and even after that, to some extent, it's not quite that way now, because now the deputies are protected and a new one comes in, you can't get rid of them. But back then, you had a ticket. And if that ticket won, they were all there. And if they lost, there wasn't none of them there. So I'm assuming that Wayne figured out, Bill Hager's got a bunch of family here. He'd be good to have on that ticket.
Wayne was sheriff for like 3 years, and Mr. Conway, approximately. There was some kind of discrepancy or something, and Mr. Conway was a sheriff for like a year.
Now, John Conway. John from Wilmore.
Right.
Yeah, who later went on. Was he police chief down there in Wilmore?
He was a policeman. He might have been chief.
So he took over for Wayne.
Right.
But your daddy stayed a deputy.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Do you remember any of the other deputies that would have served with him back then?
Benny Peel,
yeah,
which he became Gene Goldie,
yeah. So like J.D. Wells, maybe.
I
know your son Chris sent me some pictures, and I was looking at them and recognized several of those people that were in that office. So how long was he deputy?
Okay, once Mr. Conway served out that term, which the election changed everything,
right?
And Mr. Goldie, became sheriff.
Okay.
Dad was deputy for him. My dad was deputy like 15, 16 years there, or in the sheriff department that long.
Right.
And then Mr. Goldie was like 74 to 78.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Peel, Benny Peel.
Benny Peel became.
He became sheriff, and Dad was deputy for him from from 78 to 82. And then my dad became sheriff in 82 to 86.
Okay.
Then he retired, and he fortunate and blessed to have a 19-year retirement.
Okay. Let's review and go back and review some of the things that you were talking about, because another thing that you used to do back then, I remember, is, and it was kind of, I don't know, it was an unwritten rule, I guess, that your chief deputy kind of stepped up. So I think, best I remember, you correct me here if I'm wrong, but I think Benny Peel was actually chief deputy under Gene Goldie.
He might be.
Yeah. And so when that, and let me ask you, weren't sheriffs, they were limited. They couldn't run over and over and over. They were term limited, weren't they?
Right. I just forgot one and out. Yeah.
Yeah. You ran and you served your four, and that was the end of it.
But so, then they changed it to where you could succeed yourself, or if you were prior, you could come back.
You could come back. I'm looking at some of the pictures here that he sent me to remind me, and when I look at this picture of Benny Peel when he was sheriff, your dad's in the picture, and so it, boy, I have a couple of guys I'd forgot about, to be quite honest with you. Ray Miller.
Gerald Kaiser.
I'm trying to see. It looks like maybe that could be Greg Goldie back there.
It probably was Greg.
I also go on and see when your daddy was sworn in, his deputies included J.D. Wells, who was his chief deputy. Elmer Peel. Was also a deputy there. And then there's another picture that he sent me that had some other people. And there's no names, so I'm just going to try to figure out who they are. Benny Rainwater was a deputy for your dad.
Yes, sir.
He was also deputy for, I think, the Walker boys, too.
Yes,
when they became sheriff. Ronald L. Shear, looks like, was in that group. Kenny Hall. I see him in there. Ray Gayhart, Burt Wainscott. One of the Fairchild boys. Would that have been Mike Fairchild, maybe?
Mike Fairchild.
Yeah, so some names there that a lot of people would recognize. So Benny was sheriff, and then when he got out, your dad, I think, and Gene Goldie ran against each other, and your dad won.
When my dad ran for sheriff,
and he ran.
Gene came back. They had changed it, or you had to stay out so long. And
yeah, he tried, but your dad won that race.
Right.
And he was sheriff for, now, was it still? It was, how many terms was he in?
It was only one. I think back then, if you were sheriff, you'd come back later.
Yeah, okay.
The next session, you couldn't.
You couldn't. Something. And in fact, Ricky, I'm thinking, Joe Walker may have been the sheriff when that law was changed, that you could succeed yourself. Because do you remember who was sheriff after Bill? Was it Joe?
It was Joe. I'm pretty sure.
And then he served several terms.
No, it was Steve.
They were right. His brother. In fact, I guess the only brother sheriffs we've had in our county, Steve, and then Joe was after that, and of course, Kevin Corman now. Did he really like being in the sheriff in the business?
Evidently, or, you know, it was a job and opportunity to serve the county and stuff, but apparently he liked it. He's the type of person, he probably wouldn't have stayed with it if he didn't, if it didn't interest him or something.
Of course, you know, times were a whole lot different back then than they are
now.
Yes,
sir.
You just had to handle things differently. Now, when he was sheriff, were most of you kids already grown and,
I'm like 67, mm-hmm. and my sister's... the youngest sibling is like 2 years younger than me. So, I was talking to Kevin Corman one day, and he was reminding me about my dad being sheriff. And I said, Kevin, you know, one thing I can't believe today, when my dad was sheriff, or back when he was deputy and stuff, they had problems here and there. Mm-hmm. And now it's widespread.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's really a big job.
Yeah.
And you can't be the sheriff you was 40 years ago or something.
No.
And it's totally different.
I did a show one time with, it was Jack Ward, who just died, Ward's Bakery. And he was telling a little story about a little incident him and some boys were into, just aggravating. Being boys, we've all done that. But he was talking about, and I don't remember who the policeman was at the time and how they operated. And he'd sit down here in his car on Maple Street and most times sit there in the car asleep. And, you know, it was just a different life. And you had problems. I mean, you still had things that happened. It was just a whole different set of type things than we've got now. And back then, you know, you still had young people who got in trouble. But nowadays, it seems like it's gotten a little more rampant and a little more commonplace. Now, the best I remember, and I said something about this before, when your dad was sheriff, and folks, at that time, the sheriff's office was actually in the courthouse.
It was.
Small, two or three little offices. Did your mom work in there, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And your sister, I think. Ethel.
Yeah, and Ethel did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because, and some people, I'm sure they realize this, but it wasn't just the sheriffing. You had the taxes you had to collect and a lot of different things outside of just going out and catching the bad guys.
You had to get everything come up to meet the auditors and requests and stuff and their demands, you know.
Did your mom and sister work in there the whole time he was sheriff, do you think?
My mom did, I think. My sister possibly did.
Yeah. Now, were any of you boys deputies?
No, sir.
Really? Did it just not interest any of you?
Well,
or you had jobs, probably.
Yeah, we had jobs, yeah.
So you say he got out, and when was his last year as sheriff?
86 was 86. His last.
And was that retirement for Bill?
Well, he retired. He was about 65 then, mm-hmm. and he retired. And he had 19 years of retirement, and he seemed to enjoy it. He spent a lot of time on the river in Scuffleville.
Yeah, it seems like I remember he was a fisherman, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. He would fish the what they call jingle lines and trot lines and stuff like that. And he was a really caring and loving father. But he wanted everything fair, whether it's for you or me or your fellow man. His kids, he wanted his kids to be fair.
Yeah,
and it's good. I mean, the love and everything was there, and he taught us how to hunt and fish. Maybe some of the girls, you know, mm-hmm. and just. it was really a good life. We just came through it a different day and time from today.
You've heard this program before, because I know you've told me that you listen to it, and I'm sure you've heard.
I enjoy it.
And I appreciate it. I've heard you've heard me ask this question, but I think you've already answered. If you had to describe your dad in a couple of words, would fair be the one?
It would really be. It's not because he wasn't loving and caring and everything, but fair.
Yeah.
And he wasn't just a fair dad. He was fair to me, to everyone else, or
right.
wanted to be,
to everybody.
Any case he could.
When did we lose Bill Hager?
2005.
Really? But 13 years. Lord, it's gone quick.
Yeah. So he retired in 86, and then 05, so 19 years of retirement.
I remember him well. Of course, at the time he was sheriff, I was working in the county clerk's office for Mildred Williams, so I got to know him even better, even though I'd already knew Miss Nanny and Betty for many, many years. Uh-huh. But I always enjoyed talking with him, and your mom, too. She was a pleasant lady to be around and to talk to, and very nice. And, you know, if you had to describe her, how would you do that?
Which my parents were Christians, and they had a great love for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you're blessed, especially, you know, loving.
Yeah.
She was a very loving mother and just really cared and everything. Oh, they were stern. They didn't let you get by with too much.
Sure, sure. Well, that's part of being loving
there
if you're
it is.
A parent.
Yes, sir.
I haven't asked you about your family. Tell me about a little more about you mentioned your wife, but we want to talk about your other family.
Deborah and I got married in 1971.
Yeah.
I was working at IBM, and I got drafted in the military in 71, the year we got married. I was in the service when we got married.
Oh, really?
Then, right after we got married, I shipped out to Germany, and she lived over there for one year, approximately a year. And then when we got back home, our first son was born in 1974, Chris. Mm-hmm. And then in 76, Scott, mm-hmm. Nathan Scott was born. And God just really blessed us. I was antique by the time I got grandkids. I was 58. and John is 8 years old now.
Yeah.
So
that's your job now, spoiling them kids.
Yes, sir. They live next door, and we really enjoy them. And I'm sure everybody enjoys your grandkids. And they should. They should.
Yeah,
they
right.
really should. What
right.
it is, you have more time with your grandkids than you did your kids, because you're working trying to feed them.
Yeah.
Now somebody else is trying to feed your grandkids.
That's right. And you play with them and get them all hyped up on sugar and send them home.
There it is. Yes, sir. And by living close, we usually get to see them every day.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. I'm telling you, God right. really takes care of people.
Well, Ricky, I appreciate you coming in and sharing a little bit about the Hager family. There's a whole lot of stories I'm sure we could tell if we had time. But, you know, Bill was one of those elected officials, folks. He was a sheriff of Jessam County in a long line of some very prominent names. And I'm sure one that he was proud to be a part of, because if you look at our history of our county, and people that people trusted got those jobs, and they had to be people you trusted to protect you and protect your families and all that you own, your possessions and things like that. You better make sure you get somebody that you know that can do a good job and that cares about you and is fair, as you said about your dad, Bill.
The people of Jessam County have been blessed. They've had a lot of good leaders. And to me, we have a great school system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some counties are liking, and some of the counties, are the courthouses and the facilities and stuff are shutting down because of lack of money or lack of foresight. We've really been blessed in Jessam County.
We have.
And I'm sure there's other good counties and
we absolutely have. And a lot of history here. In fact, just a week ago, I guess, a ceremony that they finally named Camp Nelson as a national monument in our country, which is, I guess, the first in Kentucky. You know, how blessed are we to have that kind of stuff? So, a lot of history in our county. And even though it's one of the smaller in land areas, right. boy, we're packed full of information and history and great stuff.
Your dad brought out a lot of the history that people could see on print and in where they would never have known.
Yeah,
especially the people that moved in.
He moved in, drew a lot of pictures of a lot of places, and
there's a lot of good people in Jessam County.
Oh Lord, yeah. Well, the Hagers are a lot of them, right?
Thank
there.
Thank you,
and I appreciate you coming in and telling us about your mom and dad and Bill's service to our community.
Well, thank you, sir.
My thanks to Ricky Hager for coming in this morning and talking about his dad, Sheriff Bill Hager, and his family and what they meant to our community. We appreciate you coming in also. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11 on All Things Jessamine here on Jess FM 105.9.
On November 6th, for Jessamine Judge Executive, the choice is clear. David West is the best. Paid for by David West.